Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the very first ever, I'm going to say, ever's probably not fair, the very first since prohibition cannabis cafe. Cannabis, place on or lounge at which people can consume legally cannabis. In this case, it will be West Hollywood. We can talk about that on the way here tonight. Also, we've been discussing finances and what people can do to prepare for what Mark is saying is maybe an upcoming financial crisis or recession, whatever you want to call that. It's Ian and Mark in here tonight. And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I'm also, you know, we talked about the repo rate, but I would also point out that, the short-term lending rates have recently gone higher than long-term lending rates. And, a few times we've, crossed that line. That line being crossed often indicates what we used to call a recession. I don't know if we're going to still have recessions in the future. There have been several, and the longest running bull run in the stock market in history is, I guess, still going on or something. So what? We can't, at some point or another, no one's fool enough to say that there isn't going to be another economic downturn. When is it going to happen? Well, I'd say we're due. Are there any indications that it's going to happen in the near future? Yes, there are a few. Is that good? Well, no. It's not good for any of us. I don't know how to make money in that particular market. There are financial whizzes that'll claim that they can do that, and good luck to them.
Well, it's hard to, let's say, you do sales for Free Talk Live. It's harder to sell things with people that want to spend, right?
Well, yeah, businesses don't want to spend. Advertising tends to go in the toilet,
right,
when these the economic downturns and these kind of things, and that happens to lots of businesses. Layoffs happen and those kind of things. So I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, that there's not much that any of us can do about to stop or create an economic downturn. To some extent, these things are created by people talking about them. I'm not trying to create one. I don't want that to happen. But I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and just ignore what's going to happen to my listeners.
Well, the last thing you want to do is have yourself in a position where there is a financial downturn to where you then have to turn to the government for some kind of an assistance when these are the people who put you in the position in the first place.
Well, that's what they want.
That is what they want.
Break your leg and give you a crutch, and then you can't live without them.
I want to go to AC. He's cleared up his connection here, and he's on Discord with us. AC, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So earlier today, I saw this video called ANCAP Debunked. And I went to the comment section, and you could not believe the socialist ignorance that went into that comment section.
ANCAP stands for anarcho-capitalist, two of the worst, most misunderstood words in the language.
For describing a libertarian.
Language slammed together into one.
Yeah.
So what is it that you saw that was so offensive or worthy of discussion?
Well, so I went back and started putting some comments on here. I responded to a comment from a guy who was trying to debunk the NAP. And
the NAP is the
that.
Non-aggression principle. That is the...
You sound like you're really wound up about this.
Yeah. go ahead.
It's funny. It's like I love people like this. I don't know if I'll get a chance to get through all these comments, but if I don't, I can always call them another time. Because they're pretty funny. It's stuff, I like stuff like this, because it entertains me. So this guy, his first comment he meant was, he said, he was talking about, you're trying to debunk the non-aggression principle, and he says, you know, I want to introduce, and he says that, hey, I want to introduce a three-step NCAP to monopoly fascist program, which does not violate the NAP. Number
one. He wants to institute a three-step program to what? A fascist? I'm sorry. You're still a little muffled.
I'm sorry. He basically is trying to debunk, right, trying to debunk the NAP, and he's saying, I would like to, I would like to introduce a three-step ANCAP to monopoly fascist program.
Meaning you would be an ANCAP when you start the program, and then after the person's three steps, you become a monopoly fascist?
No, he's trying to say how an ANCAP can lead to fascism, if they do anything.
I thought that's what I just said. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you said. That's what this guy. Okay, which is, and he claims that this idea does not violate the NAP. Number one, buy the land your workers live on. Two, make the price of having the privilege, in air quotes, to live on the land be all that they possess. Now you possess all. And then
Three, step one is already a failure because once your workers start to realize you're trying to buy up all their land, they'll just raise their prices.
Yeah.
Okay, what was step three?
Step three, now that you possess all the land, enjoy your life as a totalitarian dictator.
Yeah, I mean, this is the typical belief, and by the way, thank you for the call tonight, AC, I appreciate it. We'll definitely talk about it, but this is a pretty common belief that the business owner is evil, and the business owner's desires are to ruin the lives of their employees or the people that work for them or their contractors. And while there may be, have been some bad business owners in the past, for the most part, that's not a particularly profitable position to be coming from, because you want to treat your employees well because you want them to appreciate the job and stick with it and do a good job rather than abusing them and trying to steal their property from them or jack them around in some way or another. I mean, the attitude of the socialists towards business is very, very unfriendly. They really don't understand a thing about running a business or taking care of people who do the things you want them, that they're helping you become wealthy.
So if I was to look at who the lords are these days and who would stand to benefit to lose if somebody was to create a situation where they, the serfs moved off the plantation or whatever it is that this guy's talking about, I'd look directly to the government. I mean, the functional difference between serfdom and what we have today with property taxes isn't much.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, slaves had their whole volition taken away. Serfs, they were bound to the land. They couldn't move, but they had to, work a certain amount for the Lord on his property, and then they could have their own. Us today, well, in order to live on your property, all you have to do is pay the government to live there. Now, right. That sounds like rent, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Well, so the government's the big landlord out there. Whether it's the, whatever municipal government, it's all tied to the state government. The state government's tied to the federal government. It's all one big thing. So what I hear this person who's arguing in this situation is all they're doing is arguing for the status quo, which is, you've got to continue paying your taxes to the Lord. The Lord, they're the best, and they're not, right? The government is obviously the worst service organization because we know business will do this. Business will provide the least amount of service at the highest price that it can in the marketplace. When you have a monopoly, then you have somebody providing the least amount of service and the highest price that will, prevent basically a revolt. And when you government instituted a monopoly, and that's what the government is, they say nobody can compete against us. So they provide terrible service. They provide it at a high price. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, but what about the objection? Because the socialist who was likely making that comment, typically they'll bring up this company store idea. The idea that, you libertarians, you may believe in treating your employees well, but look at these examples from the past where the companies would own the housing and the companies would own the store and they would all their people would have to go and work.
They'd still do. They've just socialized the cost to the rest of us. When the rich people run the government, and that's what happens, Well, they just want the serfs to pay for their own areas. It's just free range serfdom at this point. Nothing really has changed from what they're talking about. It's just that now they have this big lie that you somehow control it because you're part of the government.
Well, now they call it property tax instead of quit rent, right?
Right.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. Toll-free numbers open for you at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about finance and the state of Americans and their abilities or inability to take care of themselves financially, there's some pretty sobering statistics out there. And what to do as a potential, you know, looming threat of financial disaster is on the horizon. Of course, people have been saying this for a long time, and, you know, how bad is it going to be, and where is it going to be? Is it going to be, you know, student loan bubble that pops? Is it going to be, you know, something with the fiat currency where the dollar loses its dominance around the planet, or something we can't predict at this point? You're welcome to weigh in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then on the way, we'll also get into some good news out of California with legal cannabis cafes. At least one of them is set to open up, the first one since Prohibition. And we go to your phone calls and thoughts first, though. He is Mortified Penguin on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call in after Mr. AC had called in about some YouTube comments that he didn't like. First of all, I probably wouldn't, you know, be looking for intellectual debate in YouTube comment section. But since he did watch a video on ANCAPs, I kind of want to respond to
ANCAPs
that.
ANCAPs are anarcho-capitalists.
Oh, yeah, anarcho-capitalists.
This is an extreme form of libertarianism, and it, you know, in my opinion, is
with
poorly,
a terrible name.
Poorly labeled.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can blame Mr. Rothbard for that.
I do.
You
know,
I blame people for continuing to use it.
Right. I mean, you know, this is just an academic trying to come up with a term. I think that a far more effective term is voluntarist, but, you know.
It was intended to be pretty provocative.
Yeah.
It was totally. Yeah, I've been talking about that a lot lately with some people. And, yeah, totally intended.
Okay. So where were we going?
We have to look at, obviously, the critique that he saw in the YouTube comment section, not surprisingly, was just as intellectually, you know, vulgar a critique of property and stuff, and probably from some socialist, who knows, as, you know, some ANCAPs are. But, you know, you have to look at property absolutism and say, okay, what in a free society, in a free world, just snap, the government disappears. What is legitimate property? Because you could have two guys divide the whole world into parcels and split it between them. Now, that wouldn't be legitimate property, but neither would it be to say that, you know, people have no right to possess, you know, the things that they use, where they live, the home they live in, the tools they use to do their jobs, the things that they sink their, you know, invest their time and money in. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they have a right to have, you know, very real possession of that thing and the products of their labor. But, you know, all property isn't equal. So we live in a rigged system, and it was very much rigged by people who, largely, and we have a very, you know, diffused system of property. We all have the ability to, you know, invest in property, own homes in many cases, maybe some investment properties, who knows. But we have a rigged system of large land ownership that, you know, originally is recognized by many, you know, classical liberal and libertarian thinkers as being, you know, most great land holdings of the past have been won in wars, won in conflict, not really ever acquired in history through voluntary means. So,
okay. Yeah, that's true of a lot of land, I guess. What about it, though? Where are we going from this?
That's the true of government property. That's true of much corporate ownership of property.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to just defend the property as it exists in our society, subsidized by taxpayer, you know, stolen taxpayer funds to honestly, privilege and guard the property of the most wealthy and you know, people of the most.
You're saying, hold on, just to clarify what you're saying. I want to make sure I'm not getting lost here. You're saying that the government is taxing people and then using that money to guard the property of the wealthy? I mean, in my experience, the wealthy tends to hire their own guards, right? Like, they don't want the police.
Well, not private property. But the property of the corporations that they own through,
usually,
you know,
corporations are going to have their own private security. I mean, they don't want to rely on government police to protect their land. Now, certainly the government is protecting
their
own
system of deeds.
Huh?
the government runs a system of deeds, the system of police, the system of, you know, of laws that, and the infrastructure that, that you know, benefits, benefits greatly.
The, I mean, the best, biggest landowner owner in the United States is the federal government, and they would use, obviously, government and tax, you know, taxpayer resources to guard that land and to enforce upon it, as we saw with the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge and the folks in Nevada. That the Bundy Ranch, I guess it was, that were, you know, trying to...
Trouble with the BLM.
Right, the Bureau of Land Management. Of course, the Bureau of Land Management has gotten in the way of, you know, events like the Black Rock Desert, where they have Burning Man every year, making it difficult for those folks. But, I mean, it seems for the most part that wealthy people don't rely on the government for protecting their land. I mean, ultimately, if their private security rounds up somebody who's a trespasser, they're going to turn them over to the government. So, I mean, at some level... Go ahead.
Isn't that not government's primary function to guard, to maintain property and guard property rights? And that's what they do. I don't really see. And that includes intellectual property, physical property. And,
well, I mean, obviously the county recorder's office has deeds at this point, and that is one of the, you know, that is one of the things that local governments tend to do is divvy up the land, and they have on file who owns what. That's not to say that that couldn't be done in the marketplace without the government.
It could be done on the blockchain. Right now.
Yeah, I mean, it could be done much more efficiently, certainly without government. But you know, is that their primary function? No, it seems like their primary function is to reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Yeah, and their friends tend to have a lot of private property in the most illibertarian sense, and have ever since the you know the state was the modern state was came about. And I think that's completely intentional as the function of the state. Murray Rothbard mentioned in briefly mentioned the essay I pulled up, Confiscation in the Homestead Principle, and this was in the Radical 60s when Murray Rothbard was very much part of the Radical 60s. Hear about homesteading, the illegitimate property of the state and the corporations, and he mentioned some of the very largest corporations, I think like Dow Chemical, General Dynamics and stuff. Corporations that
so you're calling to promote the idea of homesteading, which I think is a fine idea. I think homesteading is a good idea, and I think that all of the government land out there should be open to homesteading. I mean, people should be able to go out there and set up shop or set up a tent or build a house and claim some of that government land. I mean, right now they own or they claim at least 2/3 of the land west of the Mississippi, but I don't know if that – I don't think somebody should necessarily be able to set up a house inside somebody's factory.
I don't think they should be able to take over Old Faithful either. You know, I mean, people are going to want to preserve different, you know, geological features.
Well, yeah, and how to get from here to there is another important question. And how, you know, how do you define what property is? I think was what Mortified Penguin's original question was. And I think that's another that's a long discussion, one we don't have time for here. But I appreciate the call because not everybody's going to agree on that. And ultimately, the people who see property in one way. People who don't believe in property, like some commies or whatever, they should probably move together and not be living in the same place. That way they're not always arguing.
They want your property. They don't want to live together.
Well, that's what guns are for. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are moving quickly with the impeachment investigation of President Trump, ordering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to turn over Ukraine-related documents and scheduling testimony for witnesses to alleged abuse of power. The president was notably silent in front of cameras as the escalating inquiry gained momentum. His campaign, though, has rolled out a multi-million dollar ad targeting Democratic lawmakers and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
Biden's son Hunter joined the board of Ukrainian Natural Gas Company in 2014, but has since left. A former deputy prosecutor in Ukraine told CBS there's no evidence of wrongdoing.
Never ever.
Did you ever see any evidence of wrongdoing by Joe Biden?
Never, ever.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you will sound a lot better than if you just call in on the regular old phone lines, which it can still do. We still have those. 855-450-FREE is our regular phone number, and it is the live Saturday edition. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And speaking of financial alternatives...
Yeah, we're talking about gold here, and gold's definitely been on the move recently. It's historically known to be one of the most secure investments, and McIlvaney ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. That's pretty impressive. How you can double your ounces. Get it online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvaney ICA is also offering a free portfolio review. All you have to do is give them a call. They are America's foremost precious metals advisors, and they have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. They've been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They can help you if you're a little guy or a big guy, whatever it is. They have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. I think those are going to be on the move here soon, too, because, well, That's where people go when stocks go down. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556. It's 800-525-9556. You can download their free report at icagoldsilver.com. 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com.
We go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, so more on this game that's being played. You said earlier in your program that college is a scam, at least in many instances.
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, and I would say colleges are virtually universally such, or universities are universally such a scam that nobody should attend them anymore. You should be boycotting them because they are used as a method of control. And
well, not only are they controlling people's minds, but they're also controlling them by the purse strings because they end up in serious amounts of debt. So they end up brainwashed by the system and in debt to it.
Well, hold on.
Right,
let's back off for a second, fellas, before we throw everybody into the next dark age. Doctors, engineers.
Yes, this is your common disclaimer.
Right. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. we do need people to get certain specialized training.
Let me interrupt you, Mark. Educating your audience. We do not need universities to create fine physicians or fine engineers. We do not need our current universities. In fact, you don't need any universities at all, and I would suggest that you would have better doctors and engineers if a kid who wants to be a doctor goes to a doctor's office clinic and arranges to work there and learn there.
That's
and
a great
become
point.
A doctor.
If it weren't for the university system, then hospitals and these different organizations, engineering firms or whatever, would just do their own training. They'd come up with their own system to put people through whatever is necessary to make them competent in those areas. I think that you're right about that. We don't need these old centralized systems.
No, and in fact, we would be far better off without them because they're being used as a device, a tool to, as you said, brainwash and create a revenue stream and create a power stream. So they're using them like
yes.
everything that our current people in power have learned over the last 200 years, how to use every aspect of your society, especially your universities, in order to gain power and money and fame and control. We don't need them. And two, you'd be better off in terms of a better education for physicians and engineers if you went directly and learned from those that are currently doing that work. Brain surgeons, rocket surgeons, et cetera. And so that was the beginning of my point. Now, if you look at your university system going back under the heading of scams, oh, and let me throw in that once again, I'm speaking from I have knowledge that the retiring head of the FBI in the New Mexico region said that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. So in this state, one of the universities is the University of New Mexico. And they keep convincing their private police force, the University of New Mexico Police Force, to charge me over and over and over again every time I make a phone call to somebody who's not covered under the previous case. And so that's just evidence of the racketeering that's going on that I just alleged.
They have a special connection with the state because the college system is state-funded. Unlike, let's say, Mark, who might call the police for some sort of services, and they basically tell you to screw off.
Right, I can't get
after somebody's been calling you with threatening phone calls.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely happens.
So, thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it.
I think there's another thing that needs to be pointed out. He was talking about sort of how universities are used in the power structure, and it's worth pointing out that there's sort of Ivy League schools,
mm-hmm.
right? And I use this term loosely because people don't exactly know what an Ivy League school is.
There's a certain set of schools that are certainly they're very fancy.
They're in a football league called the Ivy League.
Oh, is that where that comes from?
But they're all
pre-Revolutionary
War universities.
Uh-huh.
And most people can't name them all. And
no,
so therefore, if you can't name them, you wouldn't know which one it was.
Harvard's one of them, I think.
Harvard. Pretty much everybody can name Harvard.
Yeah.
Can you give me a couple more?
No.
Yale and Princeton?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
Well, those, where they are.
Those are two more. Well, Princeton.
Is Harvard in Connecticut?
Harvard is in Massachusetts.
See, I don't know anything about these fancy schools.
Princeton's in New Jersey, and I believe Yale's in Connecticut. Dartmouth is a...
Oh, yeah, that's in New Hampshire.
Yep, Dartmouth is probably the fourth one that people know. Then there's Cornell in Columbia,
Cornell's
maybe.
Cornell's an attorney school, right?
Yeah, and then there's University of Pennsylvania, which
this is where all the rich people send their kids, right?
That's where Donald Trump went, University of Pennsylvania, and the last one's escaping me at this point.
This is trivia. I really don't care.
Well, the point is that there's schools like MIT and Oxford and Stanford, and there's a few other schools out there that would be considered great schools, but they're not Ivy League. So I'm just kind of using the term loosely. 80% of presidents in my lifetime have gone to Ivy League schools or military universities, or military colleges. And that is kind of this... system for picking who gets to be in charge and who doesn't. If you walk into a room and you say, I went to Harvard, then suddenly you have a control and a power and a gravitas in that room.
Not in my room.
Maybe
I don't care.
Maybe that's true for you, but maybe... But
sound like a prick to me. Get out of here.
There's a lot of people that feel differently.
Uh-huh.
Like, the vast majority of people are going to defer to somebody who went to Harvard. Yeah, absolutely.
People are that sad and pathetic, like they're going to take care where somebody went to school? What have you really done? That's what
badge.
I want to know.
Well, I mean, it's a place to start. What have they really done?
You got a piece of paper from some fancy-ass school? I don't care.
Well, they managed to make it to president. I'd say that...
Not impressed with that either. That just means you're a thug.
That there's probably 5,000 jobs in the world that you can't... That you are going to be very difficult, much more difficult to get if you don't have one of these important university degrees.
Sounds boring to me.
Well... you don't want to live that life,
yeah.
And that's fine.
Right.
I'm just saying that that's another way that...
Let them have their caviar or whatever it is they're into.
Well, they
fancy
get,
stuff.
Those 5,000 jobs largely are jobs that control people through government or big business.
All the more reason I'm not interested.
I understand that, but they're already controlling you, whether you are impressed or like it or whatever.
I don't know. I kind of do what I want.
Well, but they control the monetary system you use.
They control Bitcoin.
They control the telecommunication systems that you use.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I probably didn't write Signal, though, which is the messaging app.
No, I think that was Moxie somebody, yeah.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Not impressed with all that stuff. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can have your fancy education. I think that you get a better education just by living life and seeking out the things that are more interesting to you. And if what's interesting to you is sitting in some college, then, you know, God has blessed you. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. We got time for you. We got plenty of it, actually. An entire hour still to go with you tonight on the live Saturday edition. You've got Ian
and Mark
coming up. The very first since Prohibition lounge or cafe in the United States to open up in West Hollywood that's going to allow people to consume cannabis legally on the premises. We will share that with you, and of course you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about finance, potentially some sort of financial disaster in the future, what one could do about that, and also it led into a discussion about the educational system and property rights. And so we got Pat on the line listening in Michigan. Pat, where are you calling from in Michigan tonight?
The Thunder Bay. Up in the top of the mitten.
Thunder Bay. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, I guess I'm piggybacking on a couple of your callers. The
That's
educational
fine.
System has been hijacked, you know, as well as the government's been hijacked. And
slow down. Now, when you say what? The government's been hijacked, by whom and when?
Well, by the powers that be, the eternal they. The money people, the people.
Well,
that,
haven't they
know,
always
that,
been in charge of the government?
Well, I guess, but the people that wrote the initial paperwork, Bill of Rights, and the Constitution and whatnot, they were a lot smarter than they're given credit for. But their meanings have been distorted over the years, and there's, you know, like I said, things have been hijacked.
Mm. Okay, so I mean,
not,
they were like
not,
landowners though back
to determine
then.
Right? Or ascertain, but it is what it is.
There's no doubt
but
those men,
saying,
by comparison, weren't as powerful as the ones that are in those positions today. So I guess I can see what you're saying. Go ahead.
The inadequacy of the educational system is passed on to the university system. And it's also brainwashing. I mean, it doesn't teach them the original founding, you know, and if you don't know the foundation, you can't rebuild the structure. But, I guess what, and the other thing I'm pointing at here is like all these Ivy League universities, they were probably founded by people that came over here and were apprentices. They didn't go to college. They went and they learned from somebody that knew how to do. And Lord knows that the universities are people full of people that can't do, and that's why they go to teach, because the people that can do are out there making money.
It's true.
Well, and also university is a business, and if somebody demands to have a degree in underwater basket weaving or women's studies or whatever the degree du jour is, communications, I think it bears mentioning that the degree that one would get to do my job is basically worthless.
Left-handed puppetry too, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if you'd be better off if you wanted to do my job starting your own podcast, because, you know, the radio industry doesn't seem interested at all in new talent. So, you'll make more money doing a YouTube channel than you would, doing this. But it's these different, basically crappy degrees are almost always there because somebody will pay money for them, mm-hmm. too. And so that shows where the public's failing also.
Well, the labor force is screaming for carpenters and welders and people that can actually get things done.
And I've never seen a poor plumber.
That's why we're
out of universities. They just don't seem like they have the to-do attitude.
Right. That's why we need to open the southern border and the northern border and let people come in here to the United States with a to-do attitude so they can take those jobs and get them done for less. Don't you agree?
Well, I don't know about totally opening the borders. I mean, there's got to be some kind of control because Lord knows everybody wants to be here.
Wait a minute. I thought you liked the way the country was back when it was founded. There wasn't any control back then. It was, way more free. People just
what
come
I'm
in.
Saying was the educational system was basically handed down by the people that were here getting things done already. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to pay for it. You actually
but the founding
got paid
fathers, I mean, you gave the founding fathers a lot of credit, Pat, for being, pretty smart guys. And they did not have a system for immigration. It did not exist. That wasn't even a concept that was considered.
At that point, we had a whole continent we were trying to fill up, and it wasn't the best
place
to live.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I think it's, 96% of the United States or somewhere thereabouts is completely unurban, completely, wide open spaces. Plenty of room here.
Well, yeah, that's true, but there's a lot of places that are already overpopulated.
Well, those places would have higher rents.
I'm talking about the coastal regions where the only place that will give these people insurance is the government. There's a government flood insurance where they keep rebuilding and rebuilding where people mm-hmm. shouldn't have never lived in the first place.
They should. Yeah, that shouldn't exist.
No doubt about that.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
And you're
talking about filling up a whole bunch of arid regions where there's obviously people haven't been there because there's not a hell of a lot they can got to subsist on.
They made Vegas in the middle of the desert, so I mean, there's plenty.
They did have to divert the Colorado River to do it.
Hong Kong's on a rock. I mean, there's all kinds of places that aren't the most particularly hospitable. But if you give people freedom, if people are allowed to make choices for themselves, you know what? They should be free to set up their camp or whatever, their house or their business in a relative what other people would consider inhospitable place.
I will agree with you on that much, Ian, that basically if people are free, that they will figure out how to get their resources. They'll pay what it needs to pay to get their resources, and that's not the government is probably the worst organization to determine how much labor we need in this country. The free market would be a better arbitrator of that. But I would also agree with the caller here that, I mean, should Americans should stop sending their kids to college just to get a degree for any degree at all, and then they go get worthless degrees,
and then
they get out, and then they think that they're going to have a job in whatever that area of that degree is, and in fact, what they needed to do was get a degree in bartending or carpentry or plumbing. Never seen a poor plumber.
I don't think you can get degrees in those things. Isn't that technical school where you just kind of go to
right? And technical schools are still cheap.
Right. Hey, thank you, Pat, for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Do want to say thank you to Derek, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. And that means Derek is contributing $25 a month to what we do here at Free Talk Live. And the AMP program, we ask for $5 a month, so he's going way above and beyond what we request, and certainly appreciate it. But we also appreciate folks that are doing the $5 a month, too. You can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks like access to the AMP discussion rooms, supporters discussion rooms on our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group as well, and other perks that you get access to because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, like Derek over at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. More comments, Mark, on the financial status of people in the United States?
Look, all I'm doing is hoping that people start paying off some debt, start getting control of their lives, mm-hmm. control their spending. You know, there's a variety of things that people can do. I don't want to sound like, hey, I won this game and you should do like I did. But, you know, we cut out a lot of spending, out-of-home food dollar spending at our house. Mm-hmm. And
I remember when you were doing that.
We cut a lot of extraneous spending. We got rid of the dish TV and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mark, read a book.
Well,
get online.
We could still get television entertainment mm-hmm. through, at this point, we have, what, Amazon at like $8 a month or something.
And
we
what
paid
was
annual.
The DirecTV, like $89 a month or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think it was a $60 a month.
10-factor difference there.
And that's a big difference. And you can stop getting new cars all the time.
Right.
I saw an interesting stat. That if you compare two people, one for 45 years, one of them buys a new car every 15 years and pays off that car in 5 years, like, you know, a normal car loan, and then doesn't pay anything for 10 years and then gets another new car and then pays it off in 5 years and mm-hmm. right, keeps going. And another person who has a car payment every year, every month for 15 years, right? They just keep on getting a new car after the old one's paid off, more or less. So the new car every 5 years. That the difference is if you took that money that you saved and you put it into something bearing 8% interest, and, you know, they show the S&P 500 stock thing, whatever. You put it in this S&P matching fund thing, that you would have $750,000.
And hold on, this is just comparing people who buy new cars? So you're saying you were comparing somebody who buys a new car, pays it off in five, keeps it for 10, versus somebody who just keeps getting them every 5 years?
Right.
So we're not even comparing somebody who's like, I don't know, not buying new cars and instead just buys a used car and then runs that for, you know.
Yeah,
half a
used car, you're going to have, I mean, everything has a payment, right? You know, there's a cost.
Upkeep, there's repair.
Right, there's repairs. But this is just sort of looking at these two scenarios together. You know, I had used cars for a long time. I've got a new car now. Pretty happy with it.
I've never had a new car in my life. I can't ever see doing something like that. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free. I mean, you drive it off the lot, the value tanks. Immediately.
Not if you buy it right.
More coming up here in moments. I've never heard that there's any other way to buy a new car. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.